afternoon, Roaring Fork Valley. This is Diane Johnson, and I am your host for Senior Matters. And Senior Matters has a mission. Our mission is to foster diverse educational and social programs for seniors of all ages. And we are located here at Third Street Center. That's where our Senior Center is, and that's where we host a variety of programs and activities for our senior community. Tai Chi, bridge, art, music, and our incredible Roaring Fork Brain Train program. That is an activity program for those who have cognitive memory issues. I definitely want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. And another big thank you to our Dandelion Days bakers and volunteers. And just let you know, your support keeps our doors open at Third Street Center. I also want to tell you about a wonderful afternoon Senior Matters had on the 24th of May. We, the board, hosted a champagne reception honoring our volunteers and our community supporters. And I really want to thank Sophus Liquor for their donation, White House Pizza for their donation, and Emma Danziger for allowing us to open the doors of 689 for our special event. That special event brought people from our community to definitely honor and acknowledge the volunteers and supporters that we have. And we wouldn't be able to exist without them. You know, our board members, we are a board of eight. We are the ones that do the business of Senior Matters. But you volunteers are the ones that make all the difference in the world. And definitely our world is a beautiful one right now. And as I look out the windows, the breeze, and boy, do we have a summer breeze, you know, and something I kind of thought about a little while ago about summertime, you know, and it automatically put that summertime and the living is easy. And good old George Gershwin, who wrote it, Ella Fitzgerald, who sang it, and for all those who think of that song when they look out the window. You know, summertime and Carbondale is in the spirit of its good life. The birds in the trees sing in the gentle breeze, and the rivers flow through our fields and canyons in this wonderful warm sunshine. Summertime is when our valley is full of life. Not only are we growing and harvesting our crops and raising livestock, we also are seeding our lawns, potting the flowers, and planting our gardens. You know, and that's one of the things my wonderful guest and I will be talking about today. Carbondale, our garden community, a beautiful growing community of people, a long-rooted member of Carbondale. Welcome, Rusty.
Thank you, Diane.
Rusty Burtard. Everyone knows that name, and everyone knows Rusty.
Well, it's an honor to be here today, really it is. I'm just so pleased that you asked me, because I do have a great deal to offer. I've been in this community for so many years, 65 years, through thick and thin. And, you know, I would rather forget many of the things, but it's just such a pleasure to live here. 65 years, you know, I could have moved a lot of places.
What kept you rooted here?
Well, there was a time when I thought they were going to run me out of here.
What'd you do?
Well, I don't know if I want to get into my bad
Not
behavior.
Not even a little tiny, 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 tiny bit, girl.
But, no, it's a very pleasant place to live, so much so that that's why our population is growing. And why our community is changing every day. I've seen so many wonderful changes.
I'm glad I heard you say, I've seen so many wonderful changes, because sometimes the old folks don't like those changes. What is it that changes that you see you like?
I'll tell you, Giant, I'm just the opposite. My thought patterns are a lot different than a person my age group, okay? I do my own thinking. And I have seen progress through the art, through the different enterprises that have gone on in Carbondale, to the new shops and coffee shops. I love those coffee shops. Mm-hmm. And it's just an amazing place to live. I almost hesitate to brag too much about it, because once you brag about it, people want to move here, you know?
Well, you know, you said something about the community, about bragging about it. You don't want to brag about it because people want to move here. But you know what's also happening here is we are such a beautiful, unique community that tourism is part of our business here, not only our shops, but the visitors that are coming in.
This is true, because they hear about it, they read about it, they mm-hmm. see it on television or any which way of communicating, and they think, ah, you know, that sounds like the place I'd like to retire, or just want to find out about this place. And they visit here, and then they plan on returning, you know. And it helps us a great deal, because the new people moving in are innovative, creative, and it contributes to our community. It contributes to our learning experiences, mm-hmm. to our growth. We see it. All you have to do is look around.
I see it every day. When you may say something to this of the old thinking school, what is their comment about the new growth that's happening in here?
You know,
I mean, I'm one of those people that moved here, you know, from California.
Correct.
You know, and this is my home.
You know, as I mentioned, I do my own thinking. My thought processes are not the normal. I'm not even normal. I don't want to be normal.
Neither am I, and I don't know what normal is.
I don't want to be normal. But anyhow, you know, it's not really discussed. I think that most of the people I associate with enjoy the things like First Friday. You know, they like being able to get out and feeling part of the community. And I think it's a very healthy thing.
We nourish each other by the way we are parts of the community.
How we
share it.
How we interact with one another, right. You know, is yeah. very important. Yeah.
You made some reference to art in our community. How do you see, what is it that you see that has changed about Carbondale in the art world?
You know, this question was posed to me by Lynn Burton.
Mm-hmm.
When did you notice the big changes? And I came to the conclusion that it was when Mid-Continent shut down. You know, here's a little town was dependent upon Mid-Continent.
The mine?
The Mid-Continent mine up at Redstone.
Right, that's the one I thought you were referencing.
Yeah, Mid-Continent owned that mine.
Right.
And it was considered one of the largest coal mines in the country. Granted, it had difficulties with methane gas. Mm-hmm. But so many people worked there. And, you know, it generated a lot of money. We had a good economy. We had a lot of outsiders coming here to rent homes, mm-hmm. that just to have a job, you know, mm-hmm. guys and that had worked in other coal mines came here, mm-hmm. when they heard about this great, you know, and the salaries were tremendous. So anyhow, and I said this to Lynn, that's when I think Carbondale did a total turnaround.
What period of time was this?
So that would have been
50s, 60s?
No, it was later than that. It was more into the late 70s.
Okay.
It was into the 70s. And so here we have a lot of men and their families who were depending on that kind of income, and they're out of work. Many moved away, mm-hmm. granted, mm-hmm. Back to their original homes or sought new jobs. But so Carbondale, Diane, had to reach for something. They were pulling straws. You know, they had to get very creative. And I think that's when art became so prominent in our town.
It allowed them the freedom of the expression at that time because the people that were coming into the community were creating the art, or the people that were here
It it attracted new artists. You know, they heard about this little town, you know, called Carbondale, and you could maybe make a living there, you know, with your artwork.
More of a free-spirited community?
Correct. Correct. It is. It still remains pretty free-spirited, I think.
There's something else that I'm seeing. Sorry to interrupt you. There's something else that I'm aware of, too. I came into this community and this valley, and I'm seeing land that is, you know, the land is being utilized. It is being farmed. You're growing the hay, the alfalfa, all of the products that you can get from the land. And you're having cattle that graze the land and the mountain areas. So
that's a wonderful asset. I hope it never goes away. I love watching the cattle go down the main street.
I do too.
I think it's just a tremendous thing. And, of course, you know, the rancher and the farmer has a tremendous investment in their land, in their ranches, and in their cattle. And mm-hmm. they're dependent upon mm-hmm. those cattle for their income. It's very rewarding to watch the courage that many of the ranchers have had here, I think. Because, you know,
hard times come with that.
We've gone through hard times. They've gone through hard times. You know what I mean?
Right.
And it's just a very rewarding to me to see generations of people still pushing those cows, you know, up the road. And my family, some of them, do that themselves. My son.
There you go. I was just going to ask, what about those boys of yours? And by speaking of son, Rusty, how many wonderful children do you have living in this community? How many children?
I have 7 living children, and quite a few are involved with cattle yet. My one oldest son is 70 years old. And he still rides the cattle pool.
And who is the one that rides at the rodeo?
And that he and his wife and his son Jeff and Bambi Bertard ride roping, and that's their specialty. They go to 2 rodeos every week in the summer months. And, of course, our hearts are very close to the rodeo and its history.
Can I go there with you? Talk to you about the rodeo?
Anytime. Yeah.
I remember when Senior Matters, and by the way, listeners, Rusty is an emeritus member of Senior Matters. When we organized, she was there. She was there from the get-go. She was there from when we started fundraising, when we were outside in the rain and doing snow cones at the rodeo. And now we are in our going on our 8th or 9th year.
Wow.
Doing the rodeo.
Wow.
Probably 8 years. I think it's 8 years. But Rusty, bless her heart, always there making them snow cones.
It was, in reality, it was a labor of love. So
of course.
It wasn't work. But, you know, it all started, we didn't have a dime. Senior Manners didn't have a dime.
I know.
And we started out with, you know, all these high expectations, especially from Janice Derrett, you know. And mm-hmm.
The visionary.
And Diane Johnson and Judy Fitzsimmons. Mm-hmm. And then other people came on board, you know, folks that were interested in the welfare of seniors, how they could live a more productive quality life. And so we had some outsiders, like, and I don't even intend to call them outsiders, people who, you know, had an interest. And Linda Byers was one.
Yep.
I'll never forget her. And then we had one lady who was the auditor, right? And I met her at the champagne
Beth.
Dinner that night. Beth. And so anyhow, it was a dream. It all started as a dream, a concept that the seniors in this part of the Roaring Fork Valley deserved more than they were actually getting, because a lot of the money, a lot of the services were down in the Glenwood Springs and Rifle areas. Mm-hmm. You know, that's understandable, too. We were kind of a little jerkwater town.
Our services have increased in our community. Isn't that incredible?
Oh, tremendous.
You know, with the agencies that are located here and the health practitioners who now have expanded their coverage.
This is true. And you know what's so great, that people share their knowledge of the services that we have. The resources, you know, are we feel them every day, really. I feel it every day. I feel the caring that, you know, was kind of iffy there for a while.
Rusty, one of the things I want to ask you also is, you are so full of life and joy and smiles, you know. There must be a very special part of you that gets nourished all the time to have you feel that way and show it that way.
Well,
what do you,
you
think that is?
I appreciate that question. And I have been asked, and it's not a secret. I think my happiness comes from within. And I tell myself, you know, to overcome things that don't make me happy. People who are toxic, I don't want to be around them. Negative situations, I avoid. I look for the positive. I also attribute, Diane, mostly my belief in God, my love of my family.
And how lucky and fortunate and blessed you are to know that. You know, it nourishes you. It makes you whole. It keeps
Correct.
You going.
Correct. Yeah, I am, you know, in addition to having seven children living nearby, close enough, one boy lives at Paonia and another boy lives with his family in Cannon City, but most of them are very close. And I get to visit with them. They come to see me. I also attribute a lot of my happiness to where I live. I live at the senior complex up on Hendrick Drive, and I've been there 20 years this mm-hmm. month, we discussed, and I'm so happy there. I mean, it's kind of like, maybe it's not what you want it to be, but it is what it is, and you learn to adapt, you know, And, of course, I've had plenty of time to
I know. One of the things at Crystal Meadows Senior Housing, one of the things that you brought to that community is something that you tender all the time. Can you tell me what that's all about and how you share that?
Well, there are so many things I share. I'm wondering if you're thinking about the garden.
Of course I'm thinking about the garden. It's summertime, darling. That's summertime.
That's a wonderful, wonderful subject, believe me. And it's one that gets me going every time. Mm-hmm. So we have, adjacent to senior housing, a little patch of land that was unused. It was up in weeds and so on. And a lady named Lulu Volkshausen went to the Board of Trustees and asked, could we make this into a community garden? This was the first community garden in Carbondale.
No.
So we feel we're pretty special, you know. It's had its up and downs, too, but I've been in it for 19 summers, and I get a great deal of joy from it. I just love going out there and watching the things grow, watching other people's things grow. And we have a lot of enthusiasm this year, great deal of caring people. They look out for one another, too. And that it's a social life in addition to being nutritious vegetables, all organically grown.
Incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible.
It's great.
And I'm it's coming back again to me. I'm hearing this over and over. And when you and I talk, it's about how each other nurtures and cares for one another.
They do. We've got a very caring group of people, very enthusiastic, willing to try new things, which I enjoy watching, you know.
And it's not only, that is a big area I'm talking about also. It's not only that wonderful garden that you have, it is the community that we live in.
Right.
You know.
And we have a really great social life. And you know, from a personal note, what I enjoy, they don't treat me like I'm an old fogey. I'm one of the group. I'm one of the group, you know.
Who is they that includes you in the group?
Well, you know, it changes with each season.
Okay.
There are quite a few seniors that live at senior housing have gardens there. I'd say about six. And then people from out in the town can come and take a garden with a rental fee, you know, for the summer months.
So is there enough space for that at this time?
Right now, most of the gardens are taken, not quite all, you know, because our lives keep changing, you know, and people back down. But for the most part, yeah, and it's fun to listen to them, you know, just sharing, this grew up today, or this, you know, I think I'm going to have this growing by the end of the summer.
So what is your favorite plant to plant? What is your favorite?
Well, if I had a very favorite, I would have to say tomatoes, but I've lost my knack for that. So I lean towards greens, lettuces, chard, kale, lots of green onions, and that sort of thing. And I love flowers. I have a lot of flowers.
Okay.
Zinnias, wildflowers, you name it.
You know, I happen to go online. I usually do this with all the guests to see if there's a little bit out there, information that's been in the press and everything. So I did get a little view, and I'm not too sure if it was in the Post Independent or the Soper's Sun. And it was an article on the garden. And the journalist wrote this about you. Rusty Bertard is one of those people who leaves you smiling. She's a little ornery, a tad feisty, she's laughing, and more grounded than the soul beneath her feet. Do you remember that?
I do. I do. I think, Diane, I think that was Walt Stoll. He came, we've had quite a few visitors and photographers come to our gardens, and you know, especially when it's at its peak, you know, it's not quite there yet. It will be late July and August, you know, and
right.
Yeah.
Let me leave you with this before we sign off. It's perfect the way it segued. And another comment from a press release. In gardening, talk don't mean nothing. Results are all that matters. Rusty knows, for her garden speaks for itself.
Well, I remember that. And I remember one journalist writing.
Can I hold you with that for a moment? Because we are running out of time.
Okay.
Rusty, beautiful, wonderful, Rusty, wonderful, joyful, and wise. Thank you for joining us on Senior Matters.
Thank you.
I'm Diane Johnson. Thank you, Amy, for engineering for me. And all of you out there, remember, the more you work your mind, the greater your cognitive reserve. And the greater your reserve, the greater your ability to withstand the inevitable challenges of aging. Read, walk, talk, share life, and live it up and dance. Thank you for joining us.